Good morning. It's 6:53. Time for a look at your health headlines. And as always, joined by Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley.
So I understand we have a new long-term study here that suggests low-carb diets are tied to higher cholesterol.
Well, we have to be careful. This is another one of those studies, Shelley, that is observational. So they asked people over 25 years what kind of food that they were eating. And from that, they took blood tests and then came up with several conclusions. One was that people that reduced their carbohydrate intake and kept their protein levels the same but then increased their fat intake seemed to have, after a three-year delay when this was picked up in 2004, an increased level of cholesterol. They don't mention how much it increased, but they just said that there was an increase. But even the authors themselves say that you cannot have any conclusive data out of this. There's no causality. Just because there was an increase in cholesterol levels doesn't mean that it was the low-carb, high-fat diet. We can make an assumption that it may have contributed to that. But they also gained weight over the study, regardless of the diet that they had. They also increased their beer and wine intake as they grew older. So there are a lot of other factors that might contribute to elevated cholesterol and cardiovascular disease, plus the fact that we know that cholesterol intake, in terms of the percentage of cholesterol that's really associated with food intake, only matters by about 15%. So you could really cut out saturated fat and see a reduction of your cholesterol by about 10 or 15%. So to say that there's a big increase when you have fat, more fat in your diet in this particular study and low carbohydrate, it's a bit of a stretch. I think there's a lot of other factors that contribute to this, and I don't think we should really take much stock in this particular study.
You know, we see studies day after day, and it's hard to know which ones we're supposed to believe and which ones we should say, don't worry about that one, because we're almost inundated daily with all these different studies. It's hard to take sometimes.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that. There is a good website. It's called healthnewsreview.org, healthnewsreview.org, that has the series of questions that people should ask when they're faced with these particular studies to really figure out whether they are, and it's very straightforward. It's not a complex website. It's for the public, but it gives people tools to use when they're reading these studies and reading these articles to know whether this really means something or not. And they even have reviews of the latest news. There's a few days lag, but they have the latest news of various studies that are out there. And they go point by point using those questions, saying why this is good, why this isn't. And they give it a rating score of 0 to 10. So it's very interesting for people to use. Again, it's called healthnewsreview.com, .org. And it will give people that answer to your question.
Very good to know. Thanks for your time this morning.
You're very welcome, Shelley.
Dr. Barry Dworkin, he joins us every morning at this time for your health headlines.